Along the Ohio Riverfront Trail, just behind the Cardello Building and near the River's Casino, there's a two-story tan and black building. It appears to be abandoned and even potentially charred, as if a fire had damaged part of the structure. As part of our Good Question series, 90.5 WESA's Katie Blackley looked into the building's past.
Good Question asker Mike Venom wrote into the series about the, quote, funky little building. After looking through newspaper archives and asking the city about the structure, I learned it was once the site of the Pittsburgh Annealing Box Company. Annealing is a heat treatment process that reduces the hardness of a material, in this case, steel, so it's easier to bend or transform for whatever machine or object in which it'll eventually be used. The building once included a large orange and black warehouse that spanned several blocks, but with the decline of the city's industrial economy, the company was bought and moved out of the north side. Now the land and the building is owned by the city's Urban Redevelopment Authority. But planners with the development group Pyatt hope to use the space for what they're calling the Esplanade.
We'll have housing, we'll have retail, we'll have a marina for boats. We're looking at a potential aquarium.
Pyatt Director of Public Affairs Molly Onifer says the site will hopefully also include a Ferris wheel, a nod to inventor George Ferris, who once lived on the north side. The company also hopes to
restore that ecosystem to be a riverbank. And then we're going to do things like widen the trail and then also reroute it so it's closer to the water. So you're having a better experience because you're seeing the river, you're seeing the wildlife, you're having an opportunity to really engage with it.
The Esplanade is still in the design phase, but Pyatt hopes to begin work next year. I'm Katie Blackley, 90.5 WESA News.